Coming up in just seconds, a conversation with Stephen Meter, the founder of Podcast USA. It's a platform that's now in 10 states where podcasts from participating creators can all be housed in one location. For example, Podcast New Hampshire has New Hampshire podcasters, Podcast Minnesota has Minnesota podcasters, Podcast Iowa, and so on and so on. So why do people create podcasts, and why are they so popular? We'll find out together with Stephen Meter. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of Tarot International. You know, today it's not enough to have technical skills. You must also master those softer skills, such as listening, speaking, conflict resolution, and a host of skills that will impact your career positively. Learn more at TERO.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. We are sitting with the originator of Podcast USA. His name is Stephen Meter. And we're going to talk about what the hell he was thinking about. Why was he starting this? What is it all about? I'm just blown away. And we've been at the Sherwood Forest Event Center in Windsor Heights, Iowa, as a matter of fact, all day long talking to podcasters. And now we get to talk to the brains of the outfit. Stephen Meter, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much, Michael.
So, all right, you and I met virtually.
Back as most meetings happen,
back in maybe December, I think it was. And you were telling me about this Podcast Iowa thing and that you'd already created a Podcast New Hampshire and Podcast USA. So what are you doing? What are you doing?
I guess the main idea is to create communities in every state that support independent podcasters. Right now, you have a flood of so many podcasts,
yes.
And a lot of these podcasters are independent. They don't have support. They don't know good practices. They have awful audio quality. They don't have any marketing techniques. They don't know what they're doing. And I saw a need for people to have help, and that's what I want to do: is create an ability for people to connect with people doing the same thing in their area,
yes,
and to grow and better their product by doing so.
And so this is all about equipment, best practices, the opportunity to bring this emerging medium along wherever they might be.
It's to disrupt the industry in the most classic sense possible,
yeah,
by taking the lowest denominators and lifting them up.
Yeah. And how many podcast states do you have now?
Currently 10. There is plans for 2 more this month. And as soon as people want to come forward and say, I want to run our state's network, or multiple people want to run it, we'll continue to expand.
So you have Michelle Guild, who
absolutely
is running the Iowa and Minnesota,
yes, sir,
podcast. It's called Podcast Iowa, Podcast Minnesota. She does an amazing amount of work.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I can't even speak to how much work she does, and she will. I'm sure you've spoken to her here today, and I'm sure she underplayed what she does. But
I'm a customer. I'm sort of okay. I'm in Podcast Iowa.
Yep.
And but I'm also a customer, I guess, if you want to say that.
Okay.
You know, I'm using the platform. The platform's using what I'm doing. But here's the thing that I think, and I didn't mean to cut you off, except that I have to. I do understand how much work she's doing.
Absolutely.
Because she consistently is on track. She is retweeting what I've been putting out there. She's tweeting about the platform. She's, mm-hmm, getting people involved. She's getting their pages put up there. She's a workhorse.
Absolutely. And I in no way meant to imply that the work she's doing isn't massive and in and of itself. More that she would never tell you that's the case, because she is far too modest and good of a person.
And I got to tell you, and I told Michelle Guild this just a little bit ago in our segment, that you know, she's got this podcast that I'm trying to figure out what the hell she's talking about. But her personality, I don't know how you found her, but her personality is over the top.
and she fabulous. So good on you. Good on you.
I mean, I feel truly blessed.
Yeah. And all right. So you're in 10 states with Podcast USA. What's the end game here, Stephen? I mean, you know, you're spending a lot of time on this. I mean, you came to Iowa to do this meetup. You've had a meetup in New Hampshire. You rented this beautiful facility, the Sherwood Forest Events Center. You bought pizza for folks. We had beverages today. I'm a business guy, and I'm going, okay, what are you doing?
If there's anything I have to say about it, there will be no end game. The main goal is to support podcasters who right now need help. And I don't see podcasting necessarily going away. In fact, I see it more or less replacing radio. It's on-demand radio. It's the Netflix of radio.
Right.
But it's going to – eventually it will become monetized and it will become standardized, and that will be good for everybody. And I want to do whatever I can to support everybody and anybody I can in the meantime.
Let's talk about the monetization of podcasting. And that's one of the things, you know, that we have done since the beginning. We were very fortunate because I've been in the space a long time and I'm a former broadcaster, and I get it that you have to somehow make money if you're going to be doing this, if you're going to spend 6 to 8 hours a day doing these kinds of things. So what is the current best practice, do you think, Stephen, when we're talking about monetizing a podcast?
The first thing you got to do is create value. Create something that people want to listen to. And I think your show is an amazing example of that, being one of the only, if not the only, business shows, like talking about business news in the country, in the world. So creating something that people want to listen to, and then finding who wants to be a part of that mission and wants to be in front of the people that you're in front of. I think selling ad space is a great thing. A lot of people will sell merchandise or will take donations. There's a lot of opportunity right now. And I think it's kind of the Wild West still.
It is.
It's been around for so long. I mean, you know way better than I could ever say. But it's still the Wild West. And I think that there's a lot of really unique opportunities to expand on that. And I think, like, the recent purchases of Gimlet show exactly what we're talking about right now.
Well, let's dive into that, because we had the news story up a couple of weeks ago where Spotify bought Gimlet, yes, and for like millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And Gimlet was a podcasting platform, yes?
Yes.
So that would say that there's some value in this. Yeah?
I think if Spotify really wanted to take the entire industry, they would buy Podcast USA.
So now we're getting to the monetization.
They would buy every podcast. They would become YouTube. They would take all of the people already giving this stuff for free,
right. Pay
them pennies, and they would be happy to take it and get an immeasurable amount of content being created. These independent podcasters are starving literally and figuratively.
Yes.
And I think there's a lot of unique opportunity that if Spotify really wants to be the player in the game, that's what they'll do, is they'll start investing in independence instead of buying huge companies for huge, ridiculous amounts of money.
Yeah.
I think the valuation of Gimlet is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Stephen Meter, ladies and gentlemen, he is the founder of Podcast USA. We're talking about podcasting in all forms. And we're talking about monetizing it, and we're also talking about platform restrictions that we sometimes have, and I want to get to that in just a moment. Because one of the things that is difficult for people in the traditional world to understand, one of the first questions people say, well, how many listeners do you have? And as you well know, there's not real good measuring devices for that. I mean, there's no Nielsen ratings. There's no Arbitron back in the day. So when you say, okay, we have, So when you're talking to people, how are they answering that question?
A lot of them are answering it in very uncertain terms.
Yeah.
This is the metrics I have available to me. This is how many I got on this specific episode. I know Buzzsprout has a specific algorithm that they use for measuring how many, quote, listeners they have. So I think, again, we're back to being in the Wild West.
Yeah.
And it's a really hard thing for people to actually measure. It's my understanding that Libsyn right now is doing serious things to make there be a standardization of practices and measurements.
Yes.
And I think that's really important and will take us out of the Wild West and start getting some sheriffs involved.
Now, I just had a prospective client, advertiser, if you will, for the Business News Hour, who asked that question of me the other day. And my answer was, you know, I get numbers from metrics from this one, from Podbean. That's what I use for a podcast starting. But we're also on Stitcher. We're on Player FM. We're on, you know, 7 different podcast platforms. Only one or two give. iTunes doesn't even give numbers.
Although I think they are working on doing it. They understand it's needed.
Yeah.
But they're not there yet, and they need to be there. It's time.
Yeah, so people ask me, and I have to kind of extrapolate where I'm at, given the radio blog, given all the social media. And then, so the answer becomes, the real value here is content. Mm-hmm. And if the content is good, and people, yeah, you know, what's really interesting is that I look at some of the metrics that I get from Podbean, and while the number one country, and this is what's really blows people's mind, the number one country that listens to my daily business news podcast is the United States. Number two is Germany. Now, so I'm having these discussions with people, Stephen, and they're going, well, who listens? Well, I said the number one country that listens. And they go, country? I mean, they're used to saying, oh, does all of Des Moines or listen, or does all of Medford, Massachusetts listen? You know, and they say, no, country. We're talking countries. That's bizarre.
It really is. And I think it also puts podcasters in a very uncomfortable position that when you say, how many listeners do you have? And the answer is like, the honest, true answer is, I don't know what the real number is. It makes it sound like the answer is, I don't care.
Right.
And that's not the answer. The answer is, nobody's done the work to make us really know what the number is.
And wouldn't you think that that would happen quickly? I mean, there was 200,000 podcasts that were started last year. So somebody's going to have to be sitting there going, oh, wait a minute. How can we monetize the measurement system?
You would think so. But I think like anything that has to run through bureaucracy and all of that, it takes time to really nail it down. I mean, was radio and was television at that point right when it launched? I think this is probably taking longer, to be honest.
Well, here's
though.
The other thing I think that really starts to muddle the issue. And if you think about it, now, our podcast is on 7 different podcast platforms. So I am on 7 different things to measure. Now, not all of those entities want to measure, know how to measure, or don't care about measuring.
Yeah.
And so when you start to do that, then there's way too many cooks in the kitchen. You just don't know.
Absolutely. I think the idea is to have an RSS feed that branches them all together,
yeah,
so that you have one feed that they're all drawing from instead of them all being uploaded individually. But that's just currently not the case. I use Libsyn myself, and I love their service because they post everywhere for me. I don't have time every week to post my episode everywhere. They do it all for me, but how much of that data is actually coming back to me in real numbers, and how much of it is an estimate, and how much of it isn't coming back to me at all?
Well, exactly. And if you have multiple places where people can, for example, let's just take Podbean, all right? So last week, I don't know, you had 4,000 or 5,000 downloads, okay? But those are downloads. So that means somebody physically had to go click on the thing and download it to their device. Many people don't do that. They just pick it up off of our radio blog, or it gets sent to them in an RSS feed or something. So that's what I mean. We've got all of these other entities out there where this stuff is available. And so when you answer the question, I don't know.
And I don't know. It sounds like I don't care, but that's just not the case.
No.
The real answer is the industry doesn't know.
And
it's a problem.
And we wouldn't be spending as much time doing this kind of stuff if we didn't think that there was value in it. And I think that really does speak to this whole thing. Our guest, ladies and gentlemen, is Stephen Meter. Stephen is the originator. He is the guy that created Podcast USA. And he also does a podcast. Let's talk about that for just a moment, Stephen. You know, those Those who do. And you have something called We Need to Talk.
Yes, sir.
Now, what is that?
It's a podcast with me and my best friend, Pepin. And we talk about anything and everything. We say nothing's off limit. We've branded it as hashtag smart comedy. The idea being we take smart topics, say quantum mechanics, and we talk about it in terms of something completely ridiculous and silly. And the whole point is just to make it accessible, to have fun, and to actually have a meaningful deep dive conversation about something.
In something that is perhaps obscure, but maybe
absolutely
not.
Like, let's take one of my favorite episodes is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh.
Which, of course, gets into the semantics of what is a sandwich and all that. But then we break it down where I take the ridiculous position of everything's a sandwich.
Mm.
Because you have an open-faced sandwich, you have something on the bottom and something on top. I mean, anything can be a sandwich.
Anything could be a sandwich, and the Earl of Sandwich would appreciate that.
I believe you.
His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Stephen Meter. He is Podcast USA. He also has the podcast We Need to Talk, and we will have links to all of that up on our radio blog. Stephen, thanks so very much. First of all, thank you for being a visionary and putting this together in what will be, I believe, not only nationwide, but internationally, because this is a medium that is continuing to grow. People are so damn time-starved that they don't have time to sit in front of a radio, and they don't have time to sit in front of a television. I mean, we're already seeing that. Content is being created and shared all over the place. And if you thought that XM radio was a breakthrough, yeah, this is kind of the way it is. So good on you for believing in this technology, and good on you for helping podcasters across the United States find a home where they can spend some time, learn best practices, and how to perhaps at some point monetize what it is they love to do. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Michael. That's absurdly humbling. I can't say thank you enough for all you do, and I really appreciate it.
Once again, that was Stephen Meter, the founder of Podcast USA. We'll have links up on our radio blog so you can find out more. And maybe, just maybe, Podcast USA is in your state as well. That wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business NewsHour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Stephen Meter, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good, dear fellow man. Good day.